Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
I know you said it, girl.
Michelle.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, we love all through the land. Happy holidays out there. We are all into the joyful season. Welcome in. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Wherever you're listening from, we welcome you into Waking Up with Linda McShane, and it is Tell It Tuesday. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. She's going to talk about my favorite subject, the root chakra. You know, we want to congrats again, Karen Bass. Her swearing in is on December 11th, 11:30 a.m. at City Hall. We are so proud. Please get out there. Please protect yourself. I just want to share with you, it's going to be a lot of people. And according to the CDC report, you know, the flu season, the levels are up out there. The doctor's offices and the hospitals are doubling since last week. Los Angeles has about 25%. So take care of yourself. You know, these transmissions are coming about doing two activities. Stay safe. Stay aware. Take care of yourself. Take your vitamin D, whatever you need to do. Just be careful out there. This stuff is not over. You know, one's true worth as a human being is not a matter of outward appearance, title, but derives from the breath of one's spirit. Everything comes down to faith and conviction. It is not what's in one's heart and the substance of one's actions. That really, really, we have our friend Stephanie Haynes coming on with us this evening. You know, she's going to be talking about my favorite subject. I like anything that she brings. But get out some extra pens and pencils because she's going to be speaking of the number one chakra, the root chakra. You know, it's important to remember that the chakras are constantly interacting and that they are no more separate from each other than they are from our aura. Think in terms of the chakras being an intense concentration of energy. Let's listen into this, and then we're going to bring the master in. Welcome in.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys. Play
with moms like kids play with toys. One warm December, our heart will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth.
Healing of the wound. You know, we can all make the impossible possible. In order to do that, we have to make sure that we're totally in balance. And Stephanie Haynes is going to give us some information here, so get your pads out. Stephanie, welcome in and welcome back. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, and yourself, Linda, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. We know you've been traveling out there. You've been in the clouds. You know, you've just been going all over the country, whipping everybody in shape. Well, tell us what's happening. Give us a little insight on, you know, things that you've done before we get into this master number one chakra, the root. Can you share a little bit with us? We missed you.
Well, yes. Well, I just came from Washington to D.C. From our 60th anniversary. Well, actually, our 60th anniversary conference for NCMW. And it was an amazing convention. And I tell you, to see so many women, I think we had like 675 in attendance. We had some on Zoom. And we had great workshops. And just talking about how we can really heal our women, bring resources to our women, especially the homeless population, the women that have been human trafficking and young girls and boys. You know, so it's health care and the importance of voting. So, so, you know, our founder, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune, you know, they had tour of the Capitol to see her statue in the Congress, in the Hall of Congress. The first African-American statue to be put in there. Yeah, and we also actually met this the person that sculpted her her statue.
Whoa,
it was amazing.
That's a, wow.
Yeah, it was a a beautiful event and very educational convention as well. So I really enjoyed myself.
Well, I knew that you were up there taking care of business, and I knew it was all about the people, all about the women, all about the wellness. And this was through the your organization, which is National Council, Negro Women?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So they're out there doing great things, and they got a great individual there to keep them in line. And like I said, we knew you was out there, and we're so glad you're back, and we appreciate you coming on and caring and sharing with us this evening. And I'm going to sit over here. Last week, we talked about, Tiffany and I, we tried to talk about the heart chakra. We did a pretty good job because we have an excellent teacher yourself, but it wasn't like the master. So listen. We have the master with us this evening. I'm just going to sit over here and be quiet. And we're going to talk about this root chakra. You know this is my favorite topic. So I have 10 pencils over here ready.
All right. So for the new individual that are joining us tonight, we're going to talk about, you know, what is chakras? You know, so, you know, chakra is a Sanskrit word meaning spinning wheel. Now, the Sanskrit is language used in India, and the term chakra was first described as the Vedic scripture thousands of years ago. Now, in ancient texts called the Vedas, the chakras were described as being connected by the natives, the Sanskrit for river, which allow the prana, which is the life force, to flow through our bodies. Now, many ancient spiritual texts use the metaphor and the symbolism part of their teaching. Now, the Vedas use land as a metaphor for the physical body, with the seven main chakras as different parts of the land. Now, and the natives as the river that connects and flow between them. Now, in order for the lands to flourish, each of the seven parts needed to be watered by the river that flow freely and fully without hindrance. Now, using the symbolism, the scriptures taught that in order for us to experience optimal life force, to have the best physical and emotional health, and to flourish, all of the chakras needed to be open and spinning, thus allowing energy to flow freely throughout the body. Now, if any of the chakras were not performing optimally energetic, the imbalance or blockage can ensure leading to physical, emotional, spiritual, and life issues. Now, while the first reference to chakras was found in the Hindu scriptures, the teaching of Buddhism, the Tibet, the Mayan, and the Kabbalists, among other acknowledging the chakras, a similar system in their teaching. Now, as humanity has evolved, we have explored wellness outside the realms of traditional medicine and in many cases looked to our ancestors for age-old solutions to modern-day problems. Now, practice such as yoga, which also originated in India, have become popular. And slowly but surely, the teaching of the chakra system of self-care have come to the forefront as an holistic healing. So some people might say, is the chakra energy is real? Well, yes. Many people may be skeptical of energy healing and perhaps think of it as being woo-woo or quakery. Maybe you are even a little unconvinced or in marriage right now. However, energy healing has become more widely practiced outside of alternative healing and has been integrated into modern medicine. For example, doctors use forms of energy healing such as vibrational sound, energy, or infrared lasers, and some hospitals offer Reiki energy healing practices. And these treatments are even covered by many medical health insurance policies as an alternate treatment similar to acupuncture, which provides healing using fine needles placed as specific points along the body to bring energy into alignment. As you can see, energy healing is becoming increasingly more mainstream. Now, how do we really heal our bodies? And what does it take? Now, the most important thing is that to having the seven chakras balanced, there are several ways to balance your energy by using food, color sounds, crystals, aromatherapy, and yoga. And this will adjust not only your physical body, but your mental body, your emotional body, your erective body, and your spiritual body. Any questions? That's for Miss Linda.
Oh, no. I'm just over here listening and writing. You know me. Nah.
Okay. Energy is a word that gets thrown around a lot in self-help. It is the subject of many motivational quotes and some humorous memes. So it may seem a bit of a vague and meaningless term, but this is far from the truth. In short, energy is formally defined by science as both matter, which has the potential to cause change, and the capacity of a physical system to do work. Also, science explains that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only changed. Mm. Now, science also dictates that everything, including the chair you are sitting on at this moment, or couch, and indeed your body is made of energy. Now, each of our bodies is also surrounded by a field of constantly changing energy. Now, for our bodies to be of work and for certain aspects to work, our energy will need to operate in a particular manner. And for the purpose of engaging our chakra system, when we talk about energy, we mean the prana, the life force that flows through our body and allow us to function. Now, there are seven major chakras, a network of channels consisting of different energy fields. While there are over 100 different chakras, seven of these are the main chakras that forms the foundation of our energy body. Now, mind you, there's 100 different chakras. Not only seven, but seven of the 100, those are the ones that we really focus on. Now, these starts from the base of the spine and travel through to the crown of the head. Each of these seven chakras related to specific organs within the body, as well as varied emotional, psychological, and spiritual states. As we can see on the following page, the root chakra is at the base of the spider, which you can't see. We're not in person. But I do have a little diaphragm here where you can see where, you know, at the base of the spine. And it's further up in the chakra, which is found around 2 inches below the belly button. Now, then there is the solar plex chakra in the abdomen, which is the stomach. Now, at the chest, moving up in the neck, is the throat chakra. And between the eyebrow is the third eye, or the brow chakra. And finally, at the top of the head, we have the suitably named called the crown chakra. Now, how does the energy flow? Our central nervous system controls most functions of the body and mind in a composed of our brain and our spinal cord, the latter serving as the conduit for a signal between the brain and the rest of the body. The chakra system of self-care teaches us that the energy flows along the spine and show us the powerful connection between our mind and our body and the important role the mind plays in our physical health. Now, the meaning of that sukha, which means joyful, and the mana meaning mind, our mind activates the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the essential to maintain balance and harmony, as well as our sympathetic nervous system, which commands the fight or flight stimulant response. Excuse me. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is deeply connected to the chakra system as it lies within the energetic points in the body that correlate with the chakra. Now, our bodies are complex. It's operating system, but they have to maintain homeostasis or a balanced internal state that allow for optimate function, just as the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system works together to help us perform energetic feats when needed, and to restore peaceful energetic state in order to maintain a harmonious balance. Other parts of our body also work to maintain stasis. Now, as being a human, we would naturally experience energy blockage, stagnation, and imbalance. It is an unavoidable part of our life. Since everything has energy, and everything and anything can influence our energy positively or negatively, our emotions and thoughts are also energy. So what we think and feel has a huge influence on our energy body as well as our physical body. You know, when they say that, be careful what you put out there.
Yes.
In the energy field. What we think, what we say, but what we don't say, and what we consciously thinking, we need to be careful. Because, you know, words are power. And we have to be careful what we say and what we're thinking. Yes. So now the source may be form a long-standing psychological issue stemming from childhood. An inherent fear or trauma from our parents, a major life event, or sometimes just getting stuck in really bad traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we experience impacts our energy. In turn, this can affect our physical health, resulting in all sorts of illnesses. While modern medicine is undoubtedly essential to our well-being, it often fails to deal with the root cause of sickness. Now, in order to be in a truly balanced state of health, we need to remove energetic and emotional toxins. You may be wondering how we do this or whether it is even doable. The answer is that it's easier and more fun than you may think. Simply because it's a simple routine and ritual or such effective way of maintaining energy flow. Daily life often throw energetic curveballs. So we simply need to counter them with routine and rituals that either serve as preventative measures to preserve our energy or counteract those disruptors to bring us back to a state of energetic equilibrium. Yeah, so we got to be careful that, you know, being in a relationship, either whether it's work, job, home, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that individual comes to you in the wrong way, wrong manner, say the wrong thing, you have to be mindful of how you respond to those things. So it won't take you out of your character, doesn't mm-hmm. take you out of your balance. All right? Now, you may have heard the term divine feminine being referred to as a spiritual concept. And perhaps you think of this as some type of New Age journal or as something that applies exclusively to females. In truth, the divine feminine energy is nothing new. It has always existed and has been acknowledged by different cultures in everything from religion and spiritual texts to art and literature. Now, as the name suggests, divine feminine energy represent what are traditionally thought of as more feminine qualities, such as being nurturing, intuitive, impactive, and creative. Now, do men have these qualities? Yes, they do. Do men have feminine energy? Yes, they do. Do women have masculine energy? Yes, we do. Saying that, this energy relates more to the right brain, intuition, and emotions, often referred to as the feminine yin energy, versus the left side, which is the logic, analytic, often referred to as the masculine yang energy. Mm-hmm. Now, in more gentle and nurturing activities that help us connect to our intuitions and emotions, as well as feel connected to others, to the planet Earth, and to Mother Nature herself. Now, this divine feminine energy plays an important role in each of our lives, regardless of gender, and it is crucial to the healthy functioning of the world as a whole. Now, more than ever before, Our world needs the energy of nurturing, compassion, empathy, and love. And especially for what we have been going through for the last, I'm going to say the last 2 years has been very rough. And we just coming back from the rebound from COVID. And just to see, you know, just what's happening right now in society, you know, with our family, with those who have lost their homes, lost their job, have lost loved ones. You know, they're dealing with a lot of types of emotion, depression, you know, feeling scared. You know, so this is the time, especially this is the time of the season where we are giving. And this is the time that some people be more compassionate and loving and understanding and giving. And then there's also a time when there are some are displaced, disassociating, regretting, hurting, depressed. So this is the time that we really need to find balance and get back to our purpose, why we really here. Mm. Now, in order to connect both and harness this energy, we need to engage in more gentle and nurturing activities that help us connect to our intuitive intuitions and emotions, as well as feeling connected to others, to the planet Earth, and to Mother Nature herself. Now, this divine energy plays an important role in each of our lives, regardless of gender, and is crucial to the healthy functioning of the world. Now, as each of us awakens it within ourselves, so too can we awaken it externally for the world at large. We can harness chakra to mindfully connect with our innate essence in order to harness divine feminine energy. We will discuss exactly how to do this later in our discussion. Now, reaching the Kundalini. Now, the Kundalini is a Sanskrit term for a dormant energy core at the base spine since birth. It is the source of prana. And remember I said prana is the life force. When the Kundalini awakens, the energy uncoils and flows freely up through the chakras, learning to and expand state consciousness or bliss. That this is the ultimate goal of the chakra work, and free the pure and powerful energy which we were all born with, so it can flow freely through us and lead us to an expansion of bliss, both eternally, which is our consciousness, and externally, which is our body and our lives. Now, while awakening the Kundalini is a significant step in energetic healing and spiritual evolution, adjusting to the change it can bring physically, emotionally, spiritually, energetically, can be destructive. Mm. Now, we must be patient with ourselves as we go through the process of healing our chakras, reaching the Kundalini, and integrating the new energy. So getting started. So as we embark on your healing journey, it is important to have the right environment in which to do the sacred work, which requires a special space and perhaps even an altar if you have. Now remember, everything is about energy. In this space, your divine deep, you'll dive deep into your journaling. So that's why it's important to for you to always come and be ready with your pen and paper, meditating, and performing some rituals, all of which will allow you to connect to your higher self. Sacred healing space provides both physical, energetic space, and it's essential to have on your healing journey. Now think of it as a spiritual office or sort, a space that is unique to you. Feels safe and comfortable, and is peaceful and uplifting. To create this space, you don't need an entire room. You simply need a place where you can be comfortable and have a degree of privacy. This can be a corner of a room or a little nook. You can walk around your home and find a place that feels good to you. And remember, it doesn't have to already be set up to be a sacred space. You can make it one. Incorporating nature in some way is always helpful to the energy of a sacred space. So perhaps the space can be a window where natural light comes through with fresh air, floods in, or even on a balcony or a terrace where you can sit with the elements of Mother Nature. That's only if the weather permits. I know it's getting cold now, so we won't be sitting on no balcony. Unless you have a heater. Some people have heaters. And some people like cold, so, you know, some people like the cold, you know. Yeah, I think I just get brain dead when it gets cold. I can't be cold. I cannot be cold like that. Yes. So also, got on that balcony. All right. So now whatever you choose to set up your space, make it only for the purpose of this work that you're doing. It should be clean, tidy, and comfortable, as well as performing rituals. You will be writing and meditating there. So you would need to be able to sit and or lie down comfortable. Now, perhaps this means a comfortable chair and a desk setup, or maybe you can place a lot of cushions or a beanbag on the floor, you know, to be more comfortable and cozy. You can be creative with your setup as long as it suits you. And sometimes you can bring in one of those dinner trays and just set up so you can write. So whatever, you know, because, you know, some of the rituals, we're going to have the candles, you know, we have the essential oils that we'll be using for each one of the chakras. So make sure you have enough space to be able to have that on your desk or whatever you choose to use to write on it. Okay. Any question that's for Miss Linda?
Oh, no. I'm just sitting over here circling. I got this divine feminine energy circle because that's really what it's all about. But we'll come back to that. Yeah, I have a circle, so I'm going to come back to that later because since it's taking all the energy, you know, that moves everything. I have a question about that. So, but later. Keep going, please. Keep going. I'm excited.
Okay. All righty. So let's go into the root chakra. How are we doing on time?
Are we okay? Yeah, we're okay. We got time to move.
Okay. So when the root is deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. When the root is deep, there is no reason to fear the wind. As the first of the chakra, the root chakra is the foundation of all the other chakras. And it is the lowest found at the base of the spine, just below the tailbone. It is also the first of what are known as the lower chakras, comprising the root and the solar plex. The Sanskrit name for this chakra is the Muladhara, which means root, mula, and the existence at Hara. It is from this translation that the foundation chakra has become more commonly known as the root or the base chakra. The root chakra governs the foundations of our lives and core issues, including our basic needs, the sense of security, our home, and family life, and how we feel in our bodies and on this earth. These aspects of life are our roots that help us to be grounded and to not only survive, but also thrive.
Mm-hmm.
The energy of our root chakra determines our ability to be firmly rooted within ourselves and the world. When the root chakra is functioning optimally and is in healthy alignment, we have an inner sense of security, which manifests as clear thinking and good concentration, which allow us to set goals and priorities and carry our tasks in order to achieve those goals. A healthy, balanced root chakra lends to a calm, steady, and grateful energy to remain grounded yet flexible during transitional periods, and to be resourceful and courageous during more challenging times. In this sense, the healthy and aligned energy of the root chakra helps energetically fill our lives in all areas, including what we manifest and how we navigate our path during both high and lows. The root chakra imbalance, the energy are either imbalanced or blocked in some kind of way. We can impact both emotionally and physically when in turn influence aspects of our lives. It is important to note that an unbalanced chakra can be either underactive or overactive. Now, when the root chakra is underactive, that means it is closed in some kind of way. Now, as a result of that, we may feel restless, anxious, panicky, frustrated, or angry, resentful, and disconnected from both ourselves and the world. Now, as a result, we may have low self-esteem and feel pessimistic, insecure, unsafe, and as though we don't even fit in. Now, this often happens when it manifests a feeling of overwhelming, of being overwhelmed, disorganized, finding it hard to focus on even the simpleness of tasks, being ungrounded in our physical reality. Now, if the root chakra is overactive, it is almost as though energy is working overtime. In this case, we may give annoying or even angry and aggressive lightest provocation. We can find ourselves too attached to the physical and the material world, and therefore overindulging in money, food, sex, and so on. We may be overly rooted and fixed in our positions. In other words, resistant to change and obsessed with feeling secure all the time. Now, as our root chakra literally relates to our roots, it can be negatively impacted by unresolved events from our childhood that made us feel unsafe or insecure, which result in the root chakra being imbalanced. Now, as the wheel of life turns, the root chakra can also easily become blocked or imbalanced by events that threaten our sense of basic security, whether these are real life events or perceived threats. They all act to disrupt the flow of the root chakra. For example, insecurity regarding a relationship or job ignites fear, impacting the healthy aligned flow of the root chakra. Now, the root chakra governs the adrenal glands, the bladder, the kidney, the lower extremities, and the spine. Now, when this chakra is imbalanced, you can experience physical symptoms that include constipation, weight loss, digestive issues, an eating disorder, over or under, fatigue, lethargic, back pain, the increased anxiety, including panic attacks or other symptoms, feeling unsafe, negatively, or a pessimist, difficulties concentrating, lower self-esteem, and calmness. So now when the root chakra is open, falls into alignment, we may feel heat in our lower back, and a tingling sensation as previously blocked energy starts to flow again. Now, this can result in feeling of vibrations across our entire body as the root chakra moves energy to all parts of our physical being. Now, we may experience certain cravings or shifts in appetite in order for us to feel more grounded within our bodies and the planet. Now, common sensations of an open root chakra are feeling one's feet more and feeling happy, both of which are actually a result of being more in our body and grounded in the earth. Now, sometimes during the process of opening and balancing this chakra, we may experience a reappearance of prior alignment. Now, from which is was out of alignment on a physical level, these can range from aches and pains to digestive issues, fatigue, and even insomnia. Now, emotional issues relate to a blocked root chakra may temporarily resurface and or become exuberated. Now, this can be distressing as you may feel as though you are taking one step forward only to take two back. You know, try to line those eggs in a row and just don't happen. However, actually part of the importance of healing process of rebalancing the fundamental chakra. Now, rest assured that these feelings are temporary. Is there any question, Ms. Linda?
No, I have no questions over here. I'm just looking back at when it opens, how you feel. You'll feel the heat in the back and the vibrations that move through the body. There's nothing to be alarmed about. It's going through its healing process. Am I correct? Okay.
You know, just like when you go to the chiropractor, they open you up, and you can feel that sensation when you you know, go get aligned.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it's okay. So how are we doing on time, Amanda?
We're okay. We got maybe about 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about the goddess archetype. Now, the root chakra connects to the goddess mother archetype. This archetype, like the divine feminine energy that we talked about earlier, transcends gender as it represents nurturing energy that anyone can have. Now, the goddess mother feeds, nurtures, and provides for our needs. Now, she is compassionate, loving, full of encouragement, and she is optimistic. And she is positive force in our lives. Her energy is giving to us to sustain ourselves physically and emotionally. So some of the names and figures in history associated with the goddess mother are the Virgin Mary, Venus, Kuan Yin. The most ancient and powerful of these goddess mothers are Mother Nature and Earth herself.
Mm-hmm.
They're often referred to as Gaia, the mother to us all, who sustain our very existence. Now, the name of the goddess mother has changed as mankind has evolved, but her basic persona as the bearer and the guardian of life remains. So that does not change. So when we apply the trait of the goddess mother to the functions of the foundation chakra, we are reminded of the mothering nature role of the root chakra. It helps us to feel secure and safe, providing a strong foundation from which we are able to flourish. Now, when you become your own goddess mother, you take responsibility, circumstances, and are able to manage the curveballs life throws at you. Eating well, getting enough rest, and becoming less relentless and on others or ways to help develop the goddess mother archetype in you. Now, mothering and nurturing yourself means understanding what you need and then providing that for yourself to the best of your ability.
Hmm.
You know, self-care is very important. You know, and that's one of the things that we talk in at the convention.
Uh-huh.
You know, because we as people, you know, in these high positions, you know, taking on the world and providing and being there for our women, sometimes we can overtax ourselves without taking that time out for ourselves. So we talk about a lot of stuff here.
Ooh.
You know, and I think that's very important that we do that, is making sure that we are doing the best that we can do to nurture ourselves. Because I always say, if you empty, you cannot give anything to anyone.
Nothing. You have to learn how to say no.
Right. So it's very important that you fill up yourself so you are able to give. You know, because that's when illness sets in when you overextend yourself.
Yes.
When you're not resting. Yes, so it's very important.
Oh, yeah, I'm a believer of that.
So the more we can adopt the trait of the goddess mother, the healthier and the more stable we become. On a personal level, the goddess mother was among my favorite archetypes to work with on my journey of healing and alignment, and it's the one that I resonate most deeply with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the root chakra stones. So now we're going to go talk about the stones of the root chakra. Now, these are stones that you should have, you know, while you're doing your meditation, you know, for that root chakra to open up. Now, the crystal associated with the root chakra tends to be darker in color, invoking the earth energy and helping us to ground ourselves even where we think we don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
So each crystal has unique properties to heal and balance the root chakra. The red tiger eye. Now, the red tiger eye is used to overcome lethargic, which can be present with an imbalanced root chakra. Now, this stone helps with motivating a sense of joy or zest of life. It can be used to clarify and amplify the energy of the root chakra and in turn assist all the other chakras. All right, and then you have garnet. Garnet is red, earthly brown. Garnet is a powerfully grounding yet energizing stone. It can be used in challenging situations as it helps us to be courageous and hopeful, thus boosting our natural survival instinct. A raw garnet is beautiful and powerful. It's useful to have on your altar and to keep nearby during your meditation. Bloodstone, used in ancient Babylon, bloodstone was considered to be magical. It's a powerful healer and rejuvenizer with grounding and protective energy. It helps migrate some of the symptoms of an overactive root chakra, such as irritability, impatience, and anger. A large polished bloodstone is very useful for meditation and rituals. You can hold it in your hand, place it on your root chakra, or use it to massage essential oil into this energy center. Hematite. That this nearly all black stone helps harmonize the mind, the body, and the soul by removing excess energy and separating your emotions from the emotions of others, thus grounding you in your own reality and enhancing your pure personal energy. This stone dissolves negativity, restore balance, and act as a protector. Now, I got murdered in 2005. This is a stone that was given to me, and I wore it. Someone gave me a jewelry set, and I just wore the necklace, the bracelet, and it really kept me centered, helped me to be able to be there for my children, because they really took my son's death really hard. And it gave me, it grounded me, it centered me, it gave me the opportunity to even have compassion for the person that murdered my son. And I will never forget that. During that time when I was wearing the hematite. Yes, so now it's very important that, you know, this stone dissolves negativity. And like I said, it restores the balance. And like I said, you know, I love using this hematite wand after healing sections. Now, in a ritual, you know, I shower or bathe and meditate with a hematite wand in each hand. Now, it's a suffice way to release any energy that does not belong to you.
Okay.
So I highly recommend hematite wand, any impact. Now, if you're impact like I am, God takes on a lot of people's energy, and I try to just give it back and don't try to get involved. That's why I don't watch the news.
Okay.
I don't get into it because I am an impact, and I deal with enough in the world with my job and what I do to get into the news and to get more impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do the news. Yes. So smoky quartz is one of the most efficient grounding and cleansing crystals. It serves as a protective stone, acting as a stress reliever by connecting you to the earth. It can absorb and transmute significant amount of negative energy and release it into the earth to be neutralized naturally. Now, it provides a vital shield against mental, emotional, and environmental stressors. A smoky quartz wand is a must in your crystal collection, as you can use it for healing, for meditation, and rituals, and to amplify the energy of your other stones. Now we're going to go and talk about the essential oils. Now the recommended oil for the root chakra have earthly calming and grounding properties that promotes peace of mind and balance. Frankincense. Thousands of years, frankincense oil has been used for the spiritual purposes and considered holy oil. It comes from trees, incense, thus connecting us to the world. It is a very soothing and grounding oil that can take the edge off racing thoughts and restlessness. Now, diffusing this oil can immediately shift the energy in your space or within you to a more tranquil state. Now, I recommend in your essential oil collection. So this is a must-have. Now, sandalwood. Sandalwood comes from the sandalwood tree, and its scents can relieve anxiety and irritability. This oil is wonderful for calming emotional stress and help promote a sense of inner peace, often diffused and used in meditation or yoga classes to help energetically assist those attending the class. Now, a few direct inhalations of sandalwood before bed can aid with having a restful night of sleep. Vetiver oil is very powerful in soothing the nerve system. The nervous system, it thinks it is calming and grounding properties. You just rub this oil into the soles of your feet or the small of your back before meditating or going to bed at night. Lavender is one of the most popular and well-known relaxing stress relieving oil, as well as diffusing this oil to instantly create a peaceful environment. You can combine it with other oils to bring even a more tranquility to yourself and your environment. Patchouli. This healing oil comes from the patchouli plant. It is effective in relieving constipation, which is a symptom of an underactive root chakra. Massage it into your lower back and around your belly first thing in the morning to help your digestive tract. So if you're having any problem, you know, defecating, dealing with constipation, get some patchouli, massage it around your navel and small back of your lower back, you'll be just fine. And this will help you in the morning to have a nice release. All right. So I'm going to talk about, because I don't think I have time enough to go into the visualization and the activation and the reflection. But I can leave you with,
Well, we can push it there. I'd like to take it all the way to the end, you know, especially with the visualization.
Okay.
And actually, we can expand out here. You know, we like to knock it out so that we don't leave them hanging. Let's expand it out. Yeah, keep going, please.
Okay.
Keep going.
All right.
I love it.
All right, so now we're going to talk about the peace of mind blend. So we're going to, this essential oil that we're going to use for the root chakra. And this is what we're going to use for when we go through our visualization and reflections. And okay, so the root chakra or blends will help you to be grounded and relaxed, bringing you to a state of inner peace and confidence. You can use your daily blend as part of a ritual or a meditation, as a massage oil, or as a stabilizing fragrance by gently rubbing it on your wrist or your temple. All right, so this is what you need. Get your pens and paper out. So you're going to need 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil or any other carrier oil, such as almond, coconut oil. Then you're going to need 3 drops of sandalwood, 3 drops of vetiver, 2 drops of frankincense, and 1 drop of patchouli. The equipment you would need, you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. Now, this makes like 1.5 ounce. So the first thing you're going to do is pour the jojoba oil into a dark glass bottle using a dropper. Add each essential oil, cover the body, and swirl it lightly. Number 3. You can massage the oil into your lower back, the soles of your feet, as needed. And remember, it's only for external use only. We do not inject this. Now we're going to go over to the root chakra visualization. Now before we begin this meditation, we're going to smudge using a white sage bundle to clear the energy. Then either you can diffuse sandalwood oil or light sandalwood incense, light a candle, and turn off any light or the ambience. You're going to lay down, close your eyes, and if you can't lay down, just sit where you are and just be comfortable. And take a deep breath in through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth. And just give a little sigh. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. Repeat this as many times as needed until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. As you continue to inhale and exhale deeply, visualize your breath coming in and out of the base of your spine, keeping your eyes closed, and repeat to yourself, either silently or out loud, I acknowledge and honor my root chakra, and so I see it clearly. Visualize a red cube at the base of your spine. Look at the color inside of the cube. Observe it, the corners and the points, as well as any other detail. Like if it is bending or static, notice how this cube feels and what insights you receive. want you, if you're sitting, I just want you to sit tall. And if you're standing, I want you to stand tall. And imagine there is an invisible cord at the top of your head that is pulling you up. Now allow this cord to help lift your head and turn strengthening your spine and neck. But keeping your shoulders lower and dropped. Bring your attention to your feet and really plant them on the ground, visualizing that there are tree roots growing out the soles of your feet and into the earth. Focus on your lower back. And visualize the red cube that represents your root chakra, which you identified in the visualization meditation. Start to expand this cube, seeing it become larger, brighter, and more alive, turning in a clockwise direction. Starting slowly and picking up speed until it is spinning fully and freely. Visualize the energy flowing from this red cube and your root chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a reddish-brown light that permeates your entire physical being. As you sense this energy flooding your body, feel a deep sense of gratitude for the healthy functioning of this energy center. Gently rub your eyes and just open them up for those who have their eyes closed. Now we're going to go into the reflection. Now, this is the opportunity that, you know, you can go make your cup of tea. And the most important thing, you know, making sure that the tea is decaffeinated. You know, because sometimes you want to be all, you want to get hyped up. Decaffeinated tea, earthly, such as Arobius or Dandelion, is very good for the root chakra. Because what it does,
what's the name of that tea? Stephanie, repeat the name.
The Robius.
Okay.
Or Dandelion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you can diffuse the root chakra in essential oil, and then get your journal if you have your journal, and a smooth wand, either a hematite or a smoky quartz, or both, which you can hold in one hand or place nearby. Now, I want you to write in your sacred space or find an outdoor space. Nature may, you know, prove very powerful, even, you know, doing this exercise is great, you know, being close to nature if you want to go outside. Now reflect on your experience of the root chakra visualization and activation. And let's think back to the scenario and the trait associated, either an imbalance or blocked root chakra, which we identified earlier. Now note if you have any insight that may help you understand what you need to do in order for the chakra to be balanced and spinning freely. I have some questions to ask you. Number one, do you get annoyed or agitated easily? Foundation of your life. How secure do you feel about your home life, work life, and finances? How easy do you deal with sudden change? Do you avoid change? Even if it could be positive, do you feel you deserve the things you want in life? Do you have perseverance when striving for your goals? Do you feel supported in manifesting your goals? By whom are you supported? God, a divine force, or the universe? Now we're going to go into the affirmations. Starting affirmations or mantra will help you to connect to the traits of an open, healthy, flowing root chakra. They will help you to connect to your inner strength and have faith in your ability to withstand the ebb and flow of life. You can do this exercise by speaking the affirmation to yourself or to your mirror, reflections in a space that feels sacred to you. You know, do this exercise daily, ideally in the morning and at night, as you go through the process of opening and balancing the root chakra.
Mm-hmm.
During transitional or more challenging times, you can do this multiple times a day and can also repeat the mantra silently if you don't feel comfortable speaking it out loud. So I have some affirmations here that you can say in your head or you can say out loud. Number one, I am centered and balanced. From this strong inner foundation, I know I can handle any situation that comes my way. Number three, I trust in the process of life with all its peaks and valleys. Number four, I have the courage and strength to manifest the life of my dream. Number five, I know I deserve all that is good. Number six, I nurture myself and life nurtures me.
I like that.
Number seven, I am an optimist and focus. Number eight, in myself and my abilities. Number nine, I trust that I am divinely guided by the universe every day. Number 10, I trust that I have all that I need internally to create all I desire externally.
Mm.
Number 11, I am a channel in serenity. Last but not least, I choose peace and calm. I choose peace and calm. I choose peace and calm. And I said it three times so we could really get that. Everything we do is a choice. And it is what we choose in our life. We can either choose to be happy or sad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it, Miss Linda.
Well, you know what? I didn't want to cut you off because I'd like you to take it from the beginning to the end with us. We are so glad that you're coming back. This root chakra, which is the base chakra, which is the foundation. When you give the affirmations, I hope the listeners do the same thing. Go back and listen so you can get it down word for word. I have the ones that I have on. You know, I don't remember what chakra we use, but I scream them every day. And I've been screaming. And so what I do, listeners, is go back in and listen slowly and just get everything there so that you don't really miss a word of it. But I have a question. And it's, you know, I love essential oils. And that oil, it is Bechtmer. How do you spell that oil? I have it written down.
Which one?
It's Bechtmer, B-E-T. Yes, how do you spell that?
Okay, you're talking about the Bechtmer oil.
Yeah. B-E-T-I-B-E-R, maybe?
It's B-E-T.
Uh-huh.
I-B-E-R.
Okay.
To verbal.
Okay.
B-E-T-I-B-E-R.
Right, I have a little section. I'm getting ready to have like sort of like a bookshelf. You need to make space for it. And each chakra has its own little drawer with its oils and its stones and everything there. So I'm organizing that because, you know, this is my favorite topic. I love them all, but the chakras excite me to no end because I know that we must stay in balance. And the affirmations, I like shopping for the oils. So I've had a lot of people ask, you know, about, you know, we know where a few merchants are that, you know, can get the oils and things. So there's one that you've taken me to, and there's one that I go to, so in between. So when persons are getting ready to travel, I had a question. You know, the holidays are in, people are going around family, they've been around family. And when they're getting ready to travel, they might not have the opportunity, if not the knowledge. But with this number, root chakra, is that a good chakra to get in balance? Because that base is going to go through the entire body, as you say. Is that a good chakra to work on? Is that something that...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yes.
That's going to...
Because,
that's the base.
Grounding yourself... Yes, grounding yourself during the holidays is very important.
Yes.
So
yes,
you won't get swayed into. Yes. So you won't get swayed into other people's drama and negativity.
Yeah. Because you're gonna have a lot of personalities out there. That's happening. You know, family members. You know, you have some families that all family members cannot be in the same house at the same time. They have to visit and around.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of the drama. But if one is getting ready to travel and be around or in a mix like that, they should, if nothing else, take care of that root chakra to keep them balanced in, right? Whether they are familiar with the rest or not. Would you suggest, Stephanie?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, we extended it tonight because once you get started, I like you to take us all the way through. It's so helpful, so educational. We appreciate it. We're very grateful for you.
I know you had a great time, and I know there was wonderful workshops. My question, did you head up a workshop there? Did you have to do, or were you just like an attendee this time for your convention?
Well, I just attended this time.
Okay, so this is an annual thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
but
it's in through.
But I do want to keep in mind that on December 16th, Grown and Sexy will be doing my monthly section, and this particular section is going to be on creating healthy boundaries in relationships.
And when is that scheduled for?
December 16th.
Okay,
well, 7
that's
p.m.
That's on a Friday. 7 p.m.
Yes.
We go up. But I sort of like to get the information because if I can prep ahead and come in and just get the beginning, I hate to come out, you know, because you're usually running from 7 o'clock to 9, right? Is that
yes.
the time frame? Okay, December 16th. Yes. Black Women in Wellness, and you'll send me that link to go because, you know, the holiday seasons, we kind of rearrange and switch around through family members and stuff. The 16th we'll do, but at least I can come in and get the beginning of it, you know? I hate to come out, but I always like to participate and be there
sure.
for the support. I am so glad that we extended it. You know, sometimes we go into part one and two, but this season, this was so important because that root chakra, as you state, is going to balance it off, and we need to stay balanced. For that number one base chakra is the one that will keep us there. I'm glad that we extended out. I didn't want to do a part thing on it. No, we have to take it from the beginning. We appreciate you. For, you know, extending that out, and we know you're getting back, and travel is no fun out there either way you look at it. It's always tiring, and it uses up a lot of energy. And I know the days that you put in for the community and for the ladies, that's energizing. So, again, we are so grateful to you for coming on, tearing this out, giving us a summary of the conference. Hopefully there will be more to join you next year at that conference because it sounds like it's basically taking care of the ladies, and that's what we need to do. It's all about the ladies, okay? Men, we love you too, but the women are the nurturers, and I personally want to be that goddess mother to myself and to others too. So this has been an interesting segment. Root chakra, we took it a little bit different, but every chakra that Stephanie enlightens us on and educates us about have the same flow. So for those of you who really want to get in tune with you to keep that balancing and understanding what's ticking and when it's ticking and how to handle it, you have to tune in. You must tune in to the chakras. And it's 7, and we take it all the way through the series, so we're looking here. Because of Christmas, we'll have to try to break it up because of the hiatus time period. But we'll end the year with the cleanse, and we'll begin the year with the cleanse if we don't get all the way through. We'll work something out here, but we don't want to take out your time because we know you have several other community things to do. But, Stephanie, we love you. We want you to get some rest. We appreciate you. And if I may, I will. What time are you turning in? I'd like to run something by you this evening, or shall I wait till tomorrow? You tell me how you're feeling here.
Oh, you can give me a call.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, like we discussed, the root chakra. We are not the masters here. We gave him a little bit about that heart chakra last week because we had to keep you moving there because we were speaking of the giving and the receiving. So I kind of like touched in on it. I didn't do too bad, but I'd like for you to listen to it and critique me on it. I'm never going to be the master like you, but we brought him something because we were like
you know, really emphasizing on the heart and the matter of the season. So that was something that I wanted to talk about. But I will call you later in a few minutes after we sign off and edit out. And again, welcome back. We appreciate you to the highest. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Womb. Persons out there, go back and listen. Listen to the segment tonight so that you can get each and every one of those, especially affirmations, written down. Because it's the affirmations that really give you, it's the change of the mindset. And my favorite one, my favorite affirmation is, I scream it every day. I scream them all every day. It's all my needs are met because there's no lack in the universe. I love it. And you keep talking that and you will see doors are opening and things are being taken care of. It's all about what you say, think, and really be. You know, we, like she said earlier, we have to be careful of what we think, say, and do, because we're all energy out here, and it's a lot of energies moving around us with these retrogrades and eclipses and things coming in. You must research, listen, and get as much education about you as you possibly can. Stephanie Haynes, we love you, and we're going to close out here, listeners, and we'll be back on Think Thursday. Stephanie, have a great evening. I will speak with you in a few minutes, okay?
All right, thank you.
I need some direction. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depth. See him surface and never a shadow. On the wind I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness. Golden eye, you do what I please. Golden eye. As a child, you'll never know how it feels to be the one who's left behind. You'll never know the days, the nights, the tears I've cried. But now my time has come. The girls, they gather around him. If I had him, I wouldn't let him out. Golden eye, not lace or leather. Golden chain takes him to the spot. Golden eye, I'll show him forever. It'll take forever to see what I've got. You'll never know the shadows as a child. You never know how it feels to get so close and be denied. It's a gold and honey trap I've got for you tonight. Revenge, it's a kiss this time. We'll be right back.
Yeah.